懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me to talk about dishes from my home country.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections.And continuous care for the skies, land, and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, Josipa here. I found inspiration for today's episode in a really sweet Learn English video project called Bring a Plate. And when I say really sweet, I mean that literally. In this context, the word literally.Means the primary meaning of a word. So what I'm saying is that this series is both sweet because it will make you feel good, but it's almost actually sweet because of the food it features. I'll fill you in on all the details about our series Bring a Plate during our break from learning. Right now, let's not bite off more than we can chew, which meansLet's not try to do too many things at once. Because first, we need to learn some new phrases with Alan and Claire. Today, they are sharing a dish from Alan's Polish family background. Let's hear them.
Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
I'd love to. It looks delicious.What is it called?
It's called babka.
Babka? That sounds interesting. What are the main ingredients?
The main ingredients are flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast and chocolate. There's also something else that I'm not allowed to share. My grandma made me promise to never reveal our family secret.
I understand. Is there a special occasion when you usually make it?
In Poland, it's usually made for Easter.But while I was growing up, my grandma made it for me every time I needed some cheering up.
That's so nice. It must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
It really is. Here, have a slice.
Thank you. Wow, this is really amazing.
A babka. What a cool word, right? So a babka is a ring-shaped cake that was first made in the Jewish communities of Poland and Ukraine back in the early 19th century. Also, when I was chatting about it with my colleague from SBS Polish, I learned that the word babka has multiple meanings. Besides being a cake with a texture very similar to tea cake, usually enjoyed at Easter, babka can also mean grandma,or refer to a modern-looking older woman, depending on the context. But let's go back to learning some useful English phrases we can use when we want to talk about dishes that remind us of our home countries. Alan first said,
Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
Oh, you have to try this.Is a great way to invite someone to try a dish you really like. You could also say, trust me, you need to taste this. Alan also said that he made babka using...
My grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
When we say that something has been passed down for generations, it's been given or sharedfrom one generation to the next. For example, recently when my mom came to visit, she gave me a beautiful pearl necklace that she had received from her mother. So this necklace has been passed down from my grandmother to my mother and then to me. And maybe one day I will pass it on to my children. So then we can say it will be passed down in my family,for generations. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever someone offers me a dish that I haven't tried before, I want to know what it is made of. And I think Claire feels the same because she asked Alan,
what are the main ingredients?
Ingredients are the different foods that are used to make a dish. We heard Alan saying that the babka was made with flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast, and chocolate. But he also said that he's not telling us all the ingredients because...
My grandma made me promise never to reveal our family secret.
When you make a promise never to reveal a secret, you agree not to share that information with anyone. I am curious what is the secret ingredient that Alan used for his babka, but I'm not going to ask him, because I feel that we should respect the fact that people need to have secrets. Instead, let me ask you, can you list all the ingredients of your favorite dish? And while you think about the answer, here's another question we can ask when somebody invites us to taste their cultural dish.
Is there a special occasion when you usually make this dish?
This question asks if there's a specific reason for making a dish, like a birthday or anniversary. You could also say, is there a particular reason why you make this dish? Or, is there a specific time of year when you like to make this dish? And it would mean the same thing. Alan said that babka is usually eaten during Easter. And then he said,
while growing up, my grandma made babka for me every time I needed some cheering up.
If you need some cheering up, you might be feeling a bit sad or down, and you could use something to make you feel happier or more cheerful. So it looks like babka is Alan's comfort food, that is, a type of food that makes you feel better and often reminds you of happier times. Comfort food is the kind of food you eat when you want to feel warm, safe, and cozy. Towards the end of our dialogue, Claire said,
it must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
When you carry on a family tradition, you are continuing to do things that your family has done for many years. This keeps your family's history and customs alive. For example, if your family plays a very special game every New Year's Eve and you keep doing it, you are carrying on a family tradition. You know what? I think you and I, as members of this little English learning family, have also created a little tradition. We always listen to our dialogue once again after we have finished all the explanations. So, let's do it.
Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
I'd love to. It looks delicious. What is it called?
It's called babka.
Babka? That sounds interesting. What are the main ingredients?
The main ingredients are flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast and chocolate. There's also something else that I'm not allowed to share. My grandma made me promise to never reveal our family secret.
I understand. Is there a special occasion when you usually make it?
In Poland, it's usually made for Easter. But while I was growing up, my grandma made it for me every time I needed some cheering up.
That's so nice. It must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
It really is. Here, have a slice.
Thank you. Wow, this is really amazing.
Remember how I mentioned the video series Bring a Plate at the start of the show? Well, today I have with me the person responsible for its creation. Her name is Dori Vang, and she has the most beautiful long black hair. When she smiles, her whole face lights up. Dori is not just gorgeous, she's super smart too. She's the creative mind behind the series. Hi, Dori.
Hello, Yosipa. Oh, thank you for that introduction. That really shined my day.
Awesome. Well, Dori, what inspired you to create this series?
Well, this is a long story, but long story short, first of all, I think I was inspired by a common realization that food is the universal language. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But in terms of bring a plate, here I also want to share my personal experience. 10 years ago, when I just landed Melbourne and I was learning English in a place where just, you know, provide free English courses for new migrants. And that was the end of the term. And our English teacher just told us, okay, guys, tomorrow going to be our end of the term celebration. And we are going to have a bring a plate celebration together. During that time, I didn't really know what is bring a plate. So I did take this term literally. I thought, okay, maybe that's a setup buffet. The school will provide us food.
So wait. So you came to this party with just an empty plate?
Yes. That was just what I was about to say. I thought Australia is a quite, you know, eco-friendly country. So it's better to bring your own plate. So I did bring big plate.
Were you the only one who showed up with an empty plate?
Surely I was. And I was very embarrassed. Yeah. And I shared this story to a lot of new migrants. And, you know, surprisingly, a lot of them just shared the same experience. So then I just realized, okay, bring a plate. It's such a friendly cultural event here in Australia. And it's such a great way for us to social with others. And we definitely need a project based on that for our English learners.
That's a great story, Dori. So I've seen a few episodes, and I know that in the Bring a Plate series, we learn how to describe food from our home countries using a strategy you and your team developed. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, I think as an English learner, we all suffer the same experience where you are invited to talk about your food and you have nothing to say. And this is actually the hardest part. So working with our educational consultant, we find this acronym called DISH. So DISH structure or DISH acronym will help English learners to remember what to say when they are asked to introduce their cultural dish. And each letter specifically will help you remember what to say. D is for describe. What is the name of the dish and what does it taste like? I is for ingredients. What's the key ingredients inside the dish? S is for special. What is special about the dish? Do you have any special memories? Do you have any special stories? And H is for how. How do you cook it and how do you eat it? Does that sound easy?
Yeah, that sounds like really useful. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could try it on to see if it works.
Yes, let's try it. Yeah.
So you said D is for describe.
Describe, yes.
So let's say I bring my favorite dish to a bring a plate party. So that would be prawn spaghetti. And I could say that spaghetti with prawns is a tasty and comforting dish that my family loves.
Wow, that's good. And then continue. I is for ingredients.
Spaghetti with prawns include spaghetti, of course, prawns, garlic, olive oil, tomato sauce, and chili flakes.
Wow, fantastic. Next one is?
Special.
Special.
Let me think a little bit. So special. Yeah. This dish is actually really special because it's been a family recipe for generations. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because my grandmother believes that my grandfather fell in love with her when he first tasted her prawn spaghetti. And she tells us about that day all over again.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet. The last letter is H. Stands for how you cook it or how you eat it.
Okay. So when I follow my grandmother's recipe, I cook the prawns in garlic and olive oil for like just 3 minutes until they're a little bit tender. And then I toss them with spaghetti and tomato sauce. And her tomato sauce is very special because it has this secret blend of Mediterranean spices for that extra flavor.
I am mouth watering now, Yosipa. I'm not going to lie. You must bring this plate for me.
Absolutely. I'll make it for you next time we see each other.
Thank you.
So will you help us practice some phrases we learn in this episode?
That would be my absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Let's go. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to bite off more than you can chew?
If you are biting off more than you can chew, you're trying to do too many things at the same time.
What does it mean to carry on a family tradition?
When you carry on a family tradition, you're continuing activities that your family has done for many years.
Now, let's practice talking and asking questions about cultural dishes.
Oh, you have to try this.
This recipe has been passed down in our family for generations.
What are the main ingredients?
Is there a special occasion when you usually make it?
If you wish to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or get in touch through Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. My name is Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.